Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Dracarys, bitches. It's starting to get old. Like, it is actually starting to get old. I will say that because every time I say it, I get that reaction from like 90% of people. And I'm like, do you not watch Game of Thrones?
No, but people are so polite. They probably don't do that in front of you.
Well, they just look bewildered.
Ooh, bewildered. I just don't even, I mean, A, I don't know what you're talking about. And B, you always talk about this fucking show and it's just like, the references are lost on me.
Did you watch last night's episode of Vanderpump Rules?
I did. I watched it this morning.
Did you see my ex-boyfriend try and make a Game of Thrones reference? No, you wouldn't know that.
Oh, no, I picked up on that. I totally picked up on that. He got it wrong.
He got it wrong. And I remember just like seething at the moment.
I was clenching during that whole scene.
Yeah, looking back, now watching. Okay, first of all, okay. Mm-hmm. Jackie Schimmel, I don't really need to fucking introduce her. Whatever.
Oh, sorry. I forgot.
I never introduce people anymore. See, I'm just a lazy podcaster. Looking back, this is what reality TV can be good for. Because, yeah. You know, it also does ruin lives.
For sure.
So there's that. But
it's for crazy people.
It is. Absolutely.
I mean that with love.
I know. I know. But it also is like a mirror.
Oh, yeah.
Into what either yourself or of a relationship or a friendship. And what, now that I've watched Vanderpump Rules and seen these scenes with my ex-boyfriend, I'm like, what was happening?
Hindsight is 2020.
How did I? What? Oof. I think I was so in deep.
He was so condescending.
But now that I think about it, it was like that all the time. Like, this isn't just an edit.
Like, wait, by the way, you're like, I would think, I don't know him or whatever, but I think if you're on camera, you would probably want to represent like the very best version of yourself.
Right? And he's just fully, that's what, like, yes.
You know what I mean? Like, at least
be fake. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Totally. Just like,
be fake.
Prince Charming for a few fucking
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, it's just a scene that's a few hours. And then you can go right back to being your dickwad self, you know?
Totally.
Like, that is just poor planning.
It's just not manipulative at all.
Not at all. Which is what weirded me out. Like, when I watched like that scene with my birthday and he told my friends, like, she can go bang other people just as long as it's not an emotional connection. And then, like, first of all, wasn't aware of that. Never told me that to my face. I would have been banging dudes for 4 years.
Left and right.
Yes.
Slinging dick.
God, I would have had so much fun.
Right.
So that's annoying. But
that is really
that's
annoying.
When I was like, it is so easy to like if you don't film all the time, like see, he had to film what, 5 times?
Oh
it
my
is
God.
So easy to not be an asshole.
Yes.
It's like the easiest thing because you know there's a, like, granted.
And then have everybody love you and praise you and then yeah, like, villainize you.
Yes.
That's what I would do.
Like, why? How? How Oof. Did it? Yeah. So that was, so at least now I can look back and be like, well, those years were a tad.
Well, it's
wasted.
Good because you have it. So anytime, you know, I mean, obviously you're in a new relationship. It's totally over and who gives a fuck?
Oh, yeah. There's nothing that.
But
could
you
make,
have visual
evidence.
Like, it's, holy fuck. Has he watched it?
I don't know. We don't talk. So,
yeah,
like,
that's probably a good thing.
I wonder this every time a scene comes up, though. Like, is he on suicide? Sometimes, like, I worry.
But, I don't think he gives a fuck.
I don't think so either. I got a tweet the other day and someone's like, I saw Patrick on the street, tried to ask him for a selfie. He said no. And I'm like,
he's doing well.
So what he would do. He's so like, move would say no. He would. Yeah, whatever.
Good times.
Anyway, I didn't mean to even talk about that. What I really wanted to talk about was True.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Let's talk about the whole thing.
Let's talk about the whole thing. Because
I haven't been able to talk to you about it.
Oh, it's a lot for me to absorb.
I will never forget where I was when I found out Tristan was cheating. Drag queen bingo.
That's, oh my God, that's the best place to be.
I was shook. Is
it? Shook.
I was shook.
You were turnt, lit, and shook.
Yes. All of that.
Ooh.
Like, where were you?
I think I was in my car, probably sitting in traffic. I mean, it's not really that exciting. I should have made something up that was a little bit more exciting. Okay. I think I was literally just fucking driving, like, from the grocery store.
Why were you checking your phone when you were driving? Did you hear it on the, like, AM or
FM radio?
Oh, no,
I heard it on Sirius.
Oh.
I heard it on Sirius. Not that I don't go on my phone while I'm driving, because I 100% do. Not proud of it. Just saying. Traffic's a bitch.
You need to cut that out, because I want you to live.
Oh, I am 10 and 2. I, like, am 50 miles per hour on the fucking freeway. But okay. If you're stopped, you know, I'll do a browse.
Listen, I catch myself making that mistake all the time. Yeah, I feel so passionately about it, and mm-hmm. I feel like a hypocrite. But I just don't want any of my loved ones to be doing it.
And I never drink and drive. Ever.
I don't really either.
You're an Uber girl.
I Uber all the time. It's so easy to not drink and drive now.
And by the time you pay for valet, I sound like Cher Horowitz from Clueless, but like by the time you pay for valet, you might as well get a fucking Uber.
Yeah. The only reason that I don't like Uber, like sometimes I'm tempted to like, if I'm like, oh, I've only had like one glass of wine, I can drive. The only reason I'm tempted is because I really loathe when Uber drivers talk to me.
It's the worst thing in the world. It's like, I don't care about you. Or I get emotionally involved. Or we start talking and then they tell me about their life. And then, I mean,
I would never get emotionally involved with somebody that I'm never going to see again. And that's why I don't.
I do.
How?
I get attached. Like, there was this one guy in London who was telling me that his whole family lives in California and he's from the Middle East and he did like some bad investment deal and now he can't enter the United States. So he's completely detached from his entire family. Also, he offered me $20,000 to marry him so he could get a green card. Thought about it.
Is this a real story?
This is a real story.
Okay. This is a prime example of why we shouldn't talk to our Uber drivers.
No,
because
I loved him.
I 100% would have married him. I would have been sobbing in the back of the seat. Like, that is, you don't cry, really.
No, I'm not a big crier. I wasn't going to cry, but I felt, you know, there was a small heart pang, minimally. And then I thought about $20,000 and I was like, that's kind of nice, but I'm already married, so I can't.
Oh my God. You're lucky that you were married.
It was the
because
easiest.
It would have, yeah, you. That's an easy out. But like, that is.
It was rough.
Right. Well, okay, Z's. Hope that never happens.
Nazir, if you're listening.
Nazir.
I can't remember if it was Azir or Nazir. It was something Azir.
If shit doesn't work out for me in the marriage department, holla at your girl.
I feel like you're going to get married soonish.
I feel like I'm probably going to get pregnant before I get married. I'm going to be one of those.
Ooh, that's my biggest fear in life, is
really
getting pregnant. Ooh.
I don't care.
I got my menstrual cycle this morning, mazel tov, and ooh, I'm very rude. I'm really sorry. No one,
oh,
holy fuck.
That was me, not you. I'm the one that's rude.
Oh, nope, that was me. Nobody
no,
ever.
It's, oh, then it's both of them.
It was me, okay? I'm very popular.
Well, I want to go get, hold up. I need hot sauce.
Uber drivers.
Uber. I just paused it to get hot sauce. You won't notice the pause, but I did. And now I don't remember what we were talking about.
Well, we were starting to talk about
Uber drivers.
No, Tristan.
Oh, yeah. But
fucking Tristan.
Okay. How could he be so fucking callous and evil and
careless in a public hookah bar? Like, that was probably in a fucking strip mall.
Yeah,
like, did you not look for security cameras? And by the way,
he's like 6'9". Everyone's going to fucking see you. You can't hide.
Oh, my God. And why did he have to get in the same car as his side bitch to the hotel? Like, be craftier.
It's mind blowing.
It's ridiculous. You know what? Honestly, that baby shower had overcompensating written all over it. Those flower walls, the elephants, the balloons, the pink. Like,
well, that's not even what I'm saying, overcompensating. Overcompensating is all those fucking airbrushed photos of them kissing with her pregnant in lingerie in the kitchen. Like, that is not what couples are like.
No.
Do you think that I'm standing there in a bra and underwear in my non-pregnant body just like kissing my boyfriend all
with
airbrushed
a weave and a contour? No.
Absolutely not. My psoriasis is out. Legitimately,
my tits are down to my knees.
Yeah, no bra. Definitely not.
I'm not Crest White stripping.
Yeah, and that is what that looks like.
And a fucking scrunchie.
When I get pregnant, I will take real photos like that.
Oh, me too. Me too.
No fucking lingerie photos. No airbrush. It's gonna be like
no Beyonce mosquito net with the fucking flowers. Fake
oh,
flowers.
Yeah,
that
was weird.
The
worst.
That was rough.
But what do you think? Do you think that she has taken him back? I think so.
I think so too. And I want to have a little brunch with her because she's surrounding herself with too many yes people.
Do you think the Kardashian women are yes people? I think they're like savages and I love it.
I don't know. I mean, what's Kris Jenner saying? That's what I want to know.
Do you know people? So I heard that Kris Jenner
orchestrated
the publicity part of it. Like, I guess this is what I heard.
Okay.
That she found out.
Who told you this?
Someone that was on my that will be on my podcast the week prior to when this one's coming out.
Okay.
So she told me that, I mean, who knows if this fucking shit is true.
I know. Everyone always is like, I have a source.
Like, yeah. Like, do you? I mean, if anyone would have a source, it's you. You live in Calabasas.
Yeah. I don't hang with those people.
Okay. Girl can dream.
A girl can't dream. I'm not trying to like hang out with any of those fucking Kardashians.
Do you watch the Kardashian show?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'm going to challenge you to something.
I am elegant.
I spent the last 8 or 9 years of the Keeping with the Kardashian, however long it's been going on, and I would watch, like, if it was on, I would see a scene.
I'm the same way. Like, if that. It's on, I can like pop in and pop out.
Yes, but I was hungover recently.
Uh-huh.
Like, but hungover.
Okay. Dry heaving.
Like, yes.
Okay. Cool.
The works. Like, oof. I didn't have a hangover patch on. So, like, it's like, well, how did I make that mistake? Normally, I go to sleep with those every night.
I know.
And I stayed on my couch for 8 hours watching a Kardashian marathon.
And
it was one of the best 8 hours of my life.
You know why? Because it's so fucking stupid.
That it's fantastic.
That if you're extremely hungover and you have minimal like brain capacity, then I'm sure it's a hoot and a half because you're watching bitches eat salad.
Yes.
And get glam and work out and like, are you serious? I mean, just in the way that like the decibel that they speak.
I know.
And in the, and just the slowness of it makes me break out into a rash. Not a vaginal rash, like a chest rash, to clarify.
I get that. Like, you've had, like, a few glasses of red wine rash.
I mean, I'm itching, I'm irritated, I'm sweating. When people talk really slow around me and, right. like, use words, I mean, I don't even know what I'm talking about 95% of the time. But when it's, like, slowed down, I feel like half speed, I get anxious, and the show makes me anxious.
I want to challenge you to get to just, like, watch a good 2 hours.
I can't stand Rob Kardashian.
He's not on it.
Fucker.
He's not on it.
I hate his face so much.
He's not on it.
You know, I made out with him once. I told you this. Did I not tell you this? Yes, I made out with him once.
If you told me this, I buried it.
Not to brag.
How?
This is like
circa. And why and where?
Okay, I met him at a holiday party when I was like an intern at a television show. And he was like, for some reason, fucking there. And then he asked me out. We went to Disney on Ice.
You went on a date?
I mean, it was like...
I would lead with I went on a date. Because when you say I made out with him, it sounds like you were drunk at a party and made out with him.
It wasn't even real. I mean, I left the date.
Hold up. You need to rewind.
Okay.
First of all, Disney on Ice, phenomenal date. I've never gone.
I mean, it was like the weirdest thing because there was like a Hyde Lounge pop-up at Disney on Ice.
So that's why y'all went?
I guess so.
You don't seem like a Disney girl.
I'm not. I don't want to go see fucking Minnie Mouse on ice skates.
I do.
I don't. I was like, what the fuck? Could I at least get like, you're Rob Kardashian. Could you take me to a restaurant? Could I get my own fucking appetizer? Like, do you think I want to be in a fucking, you know, buffet situation at Disney on Ice? Kill me. Stab me. Beat me.
Oh, God. That sounds like so much fun. I am Rob Kardashian. So now if my relationship doesn't work out, Nazir doesn't call me.
Yes.
Rob.
Robbie.
You know how to treat a lady.
Oh, think about all the socks you could have.
Is that still a thing?
I fucking hate his socks. I hate his face.
Tell me everything. Okay, so how did he ask you out? When did you? So you met him at a party. He came up to you, or you came who? I want you to walk me through everything.
I was probably like a little fame whore at the time, so I probably was like, "Oh my god, Rob Kardashian!" I was like 19 or something, trying to just find someone that would buy me alcohol and like maybe dinner,
right?
Maybe, or just like a fucking hot dog off the street, anything. So which I know you love.
I know. I was just like, you know, if he would have finished up the date with a hot dog, I would have been
married.
Fucking sold. Yes.
Sold. You would have baby trapped yeah. Black China. Yeah. So I saw him at this party and he came up to me and he was like, oh, I'm going to this thing later. Do you want to come with me? I said, sure.
It was that day, that night?
It was that night.
Okay.
So that's why I don't really call it a date. Because it wasn't like we met and then he like.
It still is a date, but okay.
So then, yeah, we went to the Disney on Ice thing and then we made out because, you know, I'm a
but
lady.
No. No. Why are you skipping so much stuff?
Because I blocked it out. I was hammered.
Explain.
I don't really remember
so you
what happened.
Show up. Is it just you two?
No.
See, you're leaving out good
details. I know.
Details.
I didn't want to throw anyone under the bus, but there was. Okay, this is actually the worst part. This is the part that I conveniently forget to mention. Joe Francis was also there.
Oh, my gosh.
But he had a date also.
Was it his wife that's right now?
No. It was another girl.
Okay.
This was years ago. This is like almost 10
years ago.
Yeah,
but they've been dating for a really long time.
Well, they weren't dating then.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I have a story about her.
Oh, and my God. I thought case. You were writing notes, like, cut this part out. I was like, listen, bitch, you're the one that pressed for this, okay? No,
I'm just, in case I want to circle back and give a story.
Okay. So it was like a double date. And then I started feeling uncomfortable because I realized I was with Joe Francis and I thought he was going to, like, drug me and make me, you know.
And pull out your tit.
Whip my tits out, which I would
have
done anyway.
You have such good boobs that, like, I wouldn't have been mad. Like, you.
Well, they're good when they're hoisted.
Okay, fair. Listen,
when they're not hoisted.
I know what that's like. I know what that's like. Okay.
It's like two rocks in long tube socks just
yeah,
whipping
no,
around.
I'm saying, I used to say quarters in tube socks. So
I
like,
could
I
literally, I think if I wanted to, I could have both of my nipples touch on my spine.
can not we to get be drunk really. One time and just try and do it?
Yeah.
I just want to, or Andrew can do it and you could video it.
I could
as
fit
proof.
This glass. Underneath my tits, I could carry. I could be have a moving service under
listen,
my tits.
I know. I there are a lot of things I could carry underneath my boobs. Well, used to be able to carry underneath my boobs.
Anything.
You know, I can't believe we're changing the subject.
Sorry,
back
sorry.
To your date with Rob Kardashian and
it's
Joe
not a,
Francis.
It was not a date. Yeah. So we just. I mean, I don't know. What details do you want? We went. I had some fucking chicken tenders.
What did you talk about?
I don't remember. I don't think much. That's I like honestly it was
he
so uneventful.
Talk.
He was so, oh my God, and he was like in that phase where he was graduating USC and he had the double earring situation.
But at least he was attractive.
At least he was thin.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, no offense, but I'm not trying to
yeah.
Rob Kardashian now, I'm good. Yeah. Although I love fat guys. I'm allowed to say that.
Listen, to each their own.
I love a big, fat, Jewy, like funny guy. Opposite of my husband, but
yeah,
you know,
legitimately the opposite.
A girl can dream. And that's it.
No. What? Where did you make out?
In the hallway of Staples.
Was it a good make out?
Not Staples, the office supply store. Staples.
Staples Center. I got it.
Just in case.
Other, yeah.
I don't want people to think that I like stopped off for some, a fucking some, ink cartridge.
Yeah, like I really needed some printer paper.
Yeah, for my scrapbooking. Yeah, no. So we made out and then I realized I was with Joe Francis and I lied and said I had to be home by a certain time to my dorm or whatever. And I left and I took Joe Francis's car home by myself.
Really?
And there were cameras in the car.
Why were there cameras in the car?
Probably because that's when I freaked out because when I looked up and I saw while we were on our way to Disney on Ice, I saw cameras and he had like this.
Okay, that is a huge detail that you're leaving out. That
I know. I mean, I block things out. What do you want from me?
But that is fucking crazy.
Cameras in the car. And I was like, oh my God. I called my parents. I called my cousins. I was like, I think shit's, I felt uncomfortable. So I left.
Is there anything else that made you feel uncomfortable?
I mean,
you're just not remembering right
no,
now.
No, I could make it up so this could get some press for me, but no, not really.
Okay.
So, little thing about me right now, I am turning 30 soon. Yes, in a couple of months, I will be 30, and I'm actually really excited about it. But with that, has come like this. I've kind of realized that I am not the healthiest. So lately I've been working out. Yes, I go to Orange Theory. I go to spinning classes, and I'm trying to do little detox things here and there. And by detox, I mean like, you know, mix my healthy juice with like a little bit of tequila. I mean, I'm trying to do my best. But I have started to take different vitamins. A lot of vitamins that I've taken are for my psoriasis, because I really believe that, you know, what happens on your like to your skin comes from the inside out. And I've found that that works for me. So because I've found that my psoriasis is getting better every time I've taken this mixture of vitamins, I wanted to start taking vitamins just for everything else, my overall health and all of that. And when I went to I think I went to Earth Bar. Yeah, I went there to go and get vitamins, just like, you know, a woman's stuff, like what women should be taking. I was so freaking overwhelmed. I don't know exactly what I should be taking. I look at all these pill containers and I'm like, okay, so are you telling me that I need to take like 15 pills a day? Because that is time consuming as shit. And like, I'm gonna gag. And when I discovered what I'm about to tell you, Ritual, I felt like hallelujah, okay? So let me explain what Ritual is. This is a vitamin, okay, that was created by a scientist. Well, so there was a group of people that got together and said, we need to make this simpler. We need to make taking vitamins simpler, because a lot of women are just like me. In fact, like most of y'all, I feel like, are just like me, where we're like, I don't know. Am I supposed to take omega-3? Am I supposed to take vitamin D? Or do I just go in the sun? I don't know. This is so expensive. It's frustrating. So then we end up buying all this stuff and not taking any of it. So a group of people came together and they met with a scientist, one of the top scientists, and said, who had worked in, obviously, all these pharmaceutical fields, and said, if you could create the perfect vitamin for your wife, for her to take daily, what would it be? And when he was asked that, he said that he had never been asked that before by anyone. So when I heard that story, I was like, okay, I'm so sold on this. I'm so sold on this. So I did all my research and I went to the website, and everything on the website is so transparent. You can learn everything from, you know, besides just the ingredients, but why each ingredient is beneficial, to where it's sourced from. I mean, everything about this vitamin is transparent, including the really cute, chic container and the way that the pill actually looks. Like, I was seriously like, I would actually just keep this out on my bathroom counter, because the pill looks like magic. It looks like a little snow globe or something. But that is not the reason to get it. The reason to get it is that we all need to be taking care of our health, and it's so hard to do that. So with this subscription-based vitamin, you only have to take two a day, but meaning you don't have to go to different bottles to see, okay, I need this one and this one and this one and this one. This is your pill right here. It is delivered to your door, and you can stop at any time, or say you forget a few days of taking the pill, you can like press pause on your subscription so that it comes in for the right time. I have committed to Ritual and I take the essential pill, and I want the rest of my Khaleesi's and listeners to be healthy as well. Let's like start this new healthy kick together. You know, I mean, I'm still going to like drink and all that stuff, but I need to balance out everything, and I need to be the best version of myself at 30, you know? So let me explain a little. You guys have to go to ritual.com/Stassi, and that's ritual.com/Stassi, and basically just get a $30 a month subscription where that's delivered right to your door. I mean, just buying like, say like the omega-3 pill is the cost of an actual Ritual bottle. So it's kind of a no-brainer. So besides the fact that we've got this scientist that made a pill for like his wife and daughter, yeah, but it's also cheaper. Amazing. So again, I want us to do this all together. I want us to be healthy together. Do what I did. Go to ritual.com/Stassi, and you will just be like pumping your body full of the 9 essential nutrients that women always lack the most. I mean, seriously, this really is a no-brainer.
So
I handled you went, my sitch.
So you dated Rob Kardashian. Like, you guys were in a relationship for about...
Me and Rob Kardashian were in a very serious relationship for about 4 hours. I could have been part of the empire.
Listen, you could have had a baby.
I know.
And that baby would, and you would have been taken care of for Evs and Devsies.
And they would have loved me. Like, I feel like Kris Jenner would love me. Me compared to Blac Chyna, hello.
Oh, I feel like they would totally just, like, eat you up. They would love you. Yes, absolutely.
I'd be in the kitchen making her world-famous lemon cake. I would do the whole thing.
She makes lemon cake?
Yeah, I don't even know how I know
How do
this.
You know that? I feel like you are an undercover Kardashian watcher.
Oh, you know how I know this? My friend Lauren from The Skinny Confidential. She posted something about the lemon cake. I have an alibi.
So she makes lemon cake.
Apparently she makes a fucking lemon cake.
Do you like bake and stuff?
I don't bake. I make one muffin, a breakfast muffin.
What?
I make a muffin. That's it.
And what do you, like, what is the muffin?
It's so good, and it makes you, oh my God, if you are backed up, let me tell you, because we all know that I have, like, a lot of digestive problems. Yeah, tons of digestive. Are you having problems right now?
No, I just have a story to tell you. That
did you shit your pants again?
Almost, but it's the worst. I'm so thankful that you just brought this up. Continue.
Are we going to be wholesome? Do I have to give a fucking recipe?
I want to know what's in your fucking muffin and why you only make one, because that's not how baking works.
I don't make one muffin. I only bake one thing.
Oh.
You fucking retard. You think
I only... I legitimately am like, this doesn't even make sense. You get like a little bit of flour.
I'm very sorry for just saying this, by the way. I'm going to get in trouble. That's okay. Sorry.
I didn't say it.
I said it. I'm really sorry. It was impulsive. I'm with a friend. I forgot. Anyways.
Wait. Hold on. Okay. Well, now that I know that you don't just make one muffin.
I make one muffin.
I legitimately was picturing, oh my God. Picturing
one teaspoon. Flour. Take one egg and then I divide it into 10.
Yes.
And then I throw the other half out.
That's what I was imagining. I'm like, why not at least make two so that Andrew can have one? I don't get it.
No, I only make one recipe.
Okay, so what is it though? I don't need the actual recipe, but I want to know like what
it's
main
so stuff. Good for you, and it makes you...
I'm drunk all over again.
It's like a fiber situation, so things are happening.
Yeah.
Binding AF, yeah. To use one of your terms.
Yeah.
It's almond butter, bananas, flaxseed, cacao powder, baking soda, honey. Whisk that shit up.
Does it taste good?
It tastes pretty good. Yeah.
Whatever happened to a good old-fashioned fiber pill?
But then it's like in that plastic. I don't like the plastic coating of a pill.
Is this why you're so hot right now?
Why?
Because just like everything you do is like health.
No, I'm not. I'm like the least healthy person in the world.
I know you like. I know you like your fast food. I know
Love
you like
fast food.
Subway and shit.
I don't eat Subway.
No, you've legitimately
Jersey
posted
Mike's bitch.
Is it's that where it is? Where you've Instagram storied?
Okay. I go to Jersey Mike's like three
All
times
I see
a week.
Is a sub. So yeah. I just imagine that it's Subway.
No, it's Jersey Mike's. It's so good.
I've never been there.
You want to go after this? No.
I would prefer to be fancy, but because I'm getting re-drunk all over again.
We could end up at a Del Taco.
Like, I was hungover when I woke up. That's why I texted you. And I was like, if you're late, I won't be mad.
Do you like that I was only 15 minutes late and I was actively trying to be late?
That's really sweet and kind.
You're welcome.
But then I'm so good at being on time that I was ready by 11.
Yeah, you're always on time.
It's like I can't help it. Mm-hmm. I cannot help it. I had to film the Watch Happens Live thing, like, in L.A., the other day, and it was like 31 Bravo people.
I watched it. I was, yeah.
I was like, the first one on there. I was the first one.
That's a good look, though.
And I'm like, are you, you know, every time I show up for a scene or I show up for something or a work or a job, I'm always on time and everyone else is late and I'm always waiting around. And I'm like, I'm over this. Like, I don't want to be this person anymore.
No,
and then
the
I
best.
Show up and I'm before any other Bravo person.
Ugh. You mean Gretchen Rossi wasn't on time? She should get there on time. This is the last gig she's ever going to get.
It's funny.
By the way, I was dying watching her. Just her. I was focused on her. I mean, I love you, but I was focused on her the whole time because she was so trying to speak the entire time and like trying to excite the audience. And it's like, bitch, nobody cares. No offense. Are you guys good friends? Really? Are you going to defend her right now?
No, I was just about to say I'm going to go back and watch and only look at her.
She was like teasing a pregnancy. It's like, yeah, the jig is up.
She did. Jig is up. Oh, my God. I was
like, maybe a week, maybe a month.
Wait, hold on. Yes, Jackie. Okay, so what I do with Vanderpump Rules or Watch Evans Live when I'm on it is watch it late night at like 2 a.m. when I'm already like wasted. I've already like taken a sleeping pill or something.
Right. So you could pretend like you're hallucinating things you don't like.
I maybe just made mac and cheese. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like and it's like my, you know, like when we all have our embarrassing things that we like to do, it's like if Beau's like going to sleep at his apartment and I'm going to sleep at mine, I'm like, yes, I'm gonna go make macaroni and cheese at 2 a.m. I'm gonna get drunk, take a sleeping pill, and watch Vanderpump Rules or Watch What Happens Live.
Just draw the shades and be your true self.
Just be my true self. And that's when I watched Watch What Happens Live. So I am going to rewatch it so that I wanna look at each person, like rewatch it a million times and just focus on a different person. But I remember this.
Just watch Gretchen. Yes, Gretchen. That's all you need to do.
Yes.
Gretchen she was and like, Jill Zarin.
Her tennis outfit.
I died. It was amazing.
I died at Carol's track outfit.
That was a look.
It's like such commitment to like your stereotype. I appreciate it, I guess.
Yeah, you ran the marathon. We got you.
I don't understand the tennis outfit though.
Because like season 1 and 2 of Real Housewives of New York, they always used to like meet for tennis matches, which I loved.
That's why?
Yeah. I think so.
That's legitimately why.
I really think that's why. Unless she just wanted to show off her bod.
Then why weren't the cast of Vanderpump Rules, why weren't we allowed to just show up
in your surdress?
No, with just bottles of wine to drink. You know what I mean? Like just barreling in, wasted with alcohol, just that.
I don't know.
That, you know what?
Editor's notes. We should make a call.
We're like the stepchildren of Bravo.
Which is crazy.
I know, because we're like number one.
Yeah. I know. Why is that?
I don't know, because they got to keep us down.
They got to keep you down. They don't want to. Yeah. They
don't want to turn us into housewives. Like, we got to keep them. They got to keep us down. It's okay.
It's fine.
I'm okay with it. I'm totally fine with being kept down.
They want to keep you probably in the same type of vicinity roles as season one.
Yeah. Which I get. Whatevs.
Yeah.
That's fine. I signed up for this shit.
You're so much nicer now.
I wish I wasn't.
I wouldn't say nice. We hate that word nice. You're so much more mature.
But I wish I wasn't.
You want to just like kick it old school season?
I really do.
Just start annihilating people.
And you know why I know that? Because Bo the other day, he'd never watched Vanderpump Rules. And he goes, can we watch the first episode ever?
Yes.
I'm like, are you sure? Like, are you sure?
What was his response?
Horror. Maybe he was also impressed.
It's kind of great.
He was horrified and impressed at the same time. He literally looked at me and he was like, one, if you ever talk to me like that, the way that you talk to Sheena, Morley or whatever, it'll be a thing. But then he's like, now I understand why the show is so good and why
it's
you're good.
In your soul. Still there.
Listen, it pops out every now and then, but it's not same. It's not the same.
Yeah.
I really wish I still had that. It was like
possessed.
I just didn't know anything. I just, you know.
Youth. It's a beautiful thing.
I was poor.
Oh, yeah. You had nothing to lose.
I had nothing to lose. I could just be my true, authentic self. And now I've learned too much about life.
Yeah. You've matured.
I don't want to be told that again.
I'm sorry. I'll never say it again. I take back the nice thing.
Yeah. Please don't.
Mature is it's growth.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, I might lose my job. I might have matured too much. We could lose our jobs.
No, no. You're not going anywhere, please.
Okay. So I know that like I just like totally ruined the whole segue that when you started talking about muffins, because I was like, oh my God, I have a story for you. And now it's going to feel super anticlimactic.
Oh, really?
But I'm
still gonna, well, now
I'm still going to discuss it with you because now I've been waiting for this moment in my relationship to where I can talk about shitting.
Oh, yeah. It's a milestone.
I've been so worried about it.
Right. Because you don't know, like, are you going to ruin the magic? The romance is going to die.
In my last relationship, I had to pretend like I didn't shit.
Oh, was he just like really grossed out by body functions?
Yes. Like if I even said the word shit, like, are you shitting me? Oh. He would get so annoyed. And I'm like,
red flag.
That actually, you know what? That is such a fucking red flag.
Yeah.
I used to walk to Starbucks to shit when I lived in New York.
They have nice facilities though.
Well, yeah, because it's like a single stall. So like you have privacy.
And they only let customers use it. There's like a lock code and stuff.
That's true. Yeah. That actually is a, that you're right. So it
gets rid of the riffraff. Yeah.
Britney Spears, 2004, wasn't walking in there barefoot with her Cheetos.
Oh, is she? I mean, I can't with her. She's so fantastic.
I know. I love her.
So back to the muffins.
So we finally have gotten to the point where we talk about shitting.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And the story isn't actually about shitting. It's about something else. Oh, God, I'm so bad at telling this story because now I'm in my head.
What else is it about? What the fuck are you talking about?
I know. Now I'm just so in my head. Whatever. Okay. So this weekend.
It's just us girls here.
We had a thing that we all were supposed to, like, downtown.
Okay.
This party, our friend Craig does it, and it was with Jake Shears, who was the singer in Scissor Sisters.
Oh,
and
okay,
was
okay.
In Kinky Boots, and I did Watch Up and Slide with him, and I fucking love him, adore him. And they had this David Bowie night.
Oh, cool.
Downtown. That's a commitment. That is like,
oh, downtown, yeah.
I don't like committing to anything, any type of party or event. Like, yeah. It really, because I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to feel that day.
I know. What if you just want to like hibernate in?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that day comes.
Right.
I have to go to, I went to my publicist's, shout out to Emily, her mm-hmm. baby's 1 year old birthday.
Nice.
I drank while I was there.
Obviously.
So then I come home and I'm like, oh, no, with the downtown. No, with the downtown. What am I going to do? How do I motivate myself? I'm starving. I'm now like getting into this weird place where it's you either keep drinking and get really fucked up.
Right.
Or you drink a lot of water. I decided to make chili.
Okay. Mm. Oh, okay.
So I decided to make chili. And yeah. I love hot sauce. With like a yes. bottle of hot sauce.
Oof.
And sour cream.
I already
and
know
lots
where this
of
is
Mexican
going.
Cheese.
Mm.
And I think, well, I'm not having carbs, so I'll feel good. This is a good choice. Nighttime rolls around and I'm like, I don't know if I can do this. And I'm trying on different outfits and my stomach is like six months pregnant. It's like, no, I can't button my jeans. I'm like, this is going to be a horrible night. It's all I can think about. My stomach is swirling. I'm burping up chili. I feel like it's coming out of every freaking hole of my body.
Yes.
Bo comes over and he's like, you ready to go? I'm like, I need to tell you something. I was like, I don't feel very well. And he's like, what do you mean? I was like, I made chili. He's like, who the fuck makes chili and eats chili right before they're about to go out to like this like DJ'd thing for downtown?
Oh my God, all of
where you
that's
dance.
A chili baby inside of you. That is disgusting.
And he's like, you're a fucking moron. I'm like, I know. I didn't think it through. I just like chili.
Chili's like a Sunday 4 p.m. thing where you're going to be sitting watching football. Not that anyone would ever sit and watch. I mean, not that we would do that.
That's what Katie said.
That's like a Sunday
night. Katie said it's a Sunday night thing when you're going to stay in and pass out.
Yes.
And I'm like, I thought protein.
No.
I had all of these like thoughts in my head. Like,
oh, wow. That is so misdirected.
It was so misdirected. So I'm like, he's like, do you not want to go? I'm like, no, like I committed and like, I want to be there for my friend Craig. I want to go for Jake. I'm going to go. I had to change my outfit 4 times because I couldn't suck in.
What did you wear? Like a maternity gown?
A t-shirt.
Oh.
With jeans unbuttoned.
Oh, no.
I don't even wear t-shirts.
I know. I can't even like imagine you in a t-shirt.
Well, I mean, I was going downtown. And so like, I was like,
downtown.
So meaning like nobody dresses up downtown. They're That's all true. Like just grungy and shit.
Yeah. It's a block away from Skid Row. You make wrong turn downtown and you are. Yes. Yeah. Urine.
Listen, I love a good downtown experience when it's like done right, but like downtown
peeps I love downtown.
Aren't necessarily really like my peeps. Like no one gives a shit about what they look like. And I like
it's very artsy.
I like when people put in a little effort, you know?
I feel like you're glaring at me because I'm in leggings and workout clothes right
no,
now.
No, because your body looks so phenomenal that I like legitimately am all for it.
Okay, fine.
The Thank athleisure you. Thing is totally fine.
Thank you.
And you are like, is that a Gucci jacket?
Yes.
And your nails are Gucci green.
Yes, but they're don't look too closely at them.
I know they're chipped, but like totally I chipped. Appreciate the fact that you are wearing Gucci green nails with your Gucci jacket.
That was not planned, just so you know. That's just what was it?
No. When you picked out your nail color, you weren't like, this is Gucci green?
A little, maybe.
Because that is all I can think about from the second you walked in my door. Like, that's all I've been able to think about.
Maybe.
So.
Slightly.
I decide to go.
Okay. What is wrong with you?
I get in the Uber. I pick up Katie and Schwartz. They get in the car. And I'm like, I just need to let everyone know. Like, I'm really moody. Like, everything that everyone's doing is pissing me off because I'm so uncomfortable. I'm like, I ate chili. Then to try and make myself shit, I took half an Excedrin and half an Adderall.
Oh my God, that sounds awful.
Imagine. My whole body's then shaking. I don't even take half an Adderall. I'll take like a quarter at a time if I want an Adderall.
Right.
So a half an Adderall, because I just wanted to be able to shit right then and there before we left. Didn't work. So half an Excedrin, I'm shaky. I normally don't have caffeine.
Yeah.
Adderall.
Oh man.
Chili.
No.
It didn't make it move yet.
What were you drinking?
It's just sitting in there. Well, at that point, I wasn't. I was like, I don't think I can swallow anything.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you were like to the brim.
It's like it's sitting there. It's sitting in all parts of my body.
Yes.
And it's the only thing I can think about in the car. It's the only thing I can talk about.
You can just think of ground beef and beans floating in your body.
It was so repulsive. And I'm like, I'm sorry, you guys. Like, I know I'm so annoying. I know that I'm not myself right now, but I am going to shit my pants at some point tonight. Like, it'll be a thing. I need everybody to look out for me.
Yes.
I might actually drop you guys off and just go home because I am so fucking uncomfortable. Ugh. So physically uncomfortable that I can't even pretend to be happy.
That's like sitting hurts, standing hurts, breathing hurts.
Yes. And it was like I smoked weed or something and got paranoid. Suddenly I was paranoid about everything.
About shitting yourself?
And no. Everything.
Everything.
Anytime I saw people talking, I'm like, they're talking about me. They know. It was just like a weird thing. I tried to pick a fight with Beau. I was like, what were you just talking about? Like, you're talking about things. I'm like, I went crazy.
You went a little cuckoo.
I went nuts. So we finally get to this party.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, I'm going to do it. You know, I'm not normally like a fan of like shitting in a public place. Like, it's not.
Oh, I am.
I'm not.
I like it. I like the anonymity. So
you're
anyways.
So fucking weird.
No, I like
it. I think you like it because you never shit. So it's
I never do. So if it happens, I mean, anywhere, if it happened like in public in the middle of the street, I'd be excited. But I do like the anonymity of a nice public restroom when they're clean and they've got a door that goes all the way to the ground.
Oh, that's a different type of.
No, or anywhere. I just wait for a full cycle of people to leave. Mm-hmm. Before I got in a face off the other day actually because I felt like I was trying to go to the bathroom and there was another person trying to go to the bathroom. She had really cute shoes on, by the way. We were side by side and I was going to wait for her to leave and she was clearly waiting for me to leave.
Oh, that my blood pressure is spiking.
It was a showdown. I was like, God, me.
So she left.
I was like, bitch, I could be here all day. I got nowhere to fucking go. I'm checking my emails. I will wait. Till you leave.
You so would.
Yeah, I
would definitely. I'm always the person to leave.
I was there for a while. I mean, it was getting annoying. I was like, okay, checked all my emails. Like, bitch, hurry up.
You should have just knocked to the side and be like, listen, we both have to shit, so let's both just do this right now. Hold
cute
hands.
Shoes.
Yeah, really like your shoes. We can hold hands if you want to.
I could have airdropped her a photo.
Yes.
Hurry,
hey,
the
girl,
fuck up.
Turn on your Bluetooth.
I've got a love note coming your way. Hags.
Okay, I can't do that. See, that's what I mean. This is why I love New York. And I would consider moving back because every place you go in New York, it's just a single stall bathroom. We're like,
that's the worst. The pressure.
No.
The line is waiting
no,
for you.
No, oh, I don't care about the pressure. I just don't want anyone to like.
Sometimes the pressure is good. Yeah. It's crunch time, baby.
Anus, let's get this going. We're a team.
Come on, don't you fucking embarrass me. There's like six people out there.
I love talking about poop. Okay.
Know, me too.
So I'm finally at this bar and I'm literally every friend that I see, I'm like, I just need to let you know. Kristen's there and I go, I walk up and word vomit. I just need to let you know, like, I'm really uncomfortable and, like, I feel sick. And she's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, I feel really sick. Like, I had chili. And she's like, what do you mean? And she keeps asking me. I'm like, now I feel embarrassed that I keep having to repeat it. Kristen, I'm going to shit my fucking pants. And I need you to understand why I'm moody and being a bitch. Like, yeah. That's why. Because I'm going to shit my pants.
Like, do I need to spell this out for you? You're yes. humiliating yes. me. Yeah.
So I've decided I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go. I'm going to go in and I'm going to go for it. And I opened the door. I'm like, this is good. There's only like two stalls and it's not big. So like maybe no one will come in. Then I look to the side, two girls standing there. And I'm like, are you guys waiting? They're like, no.
Oh, my God. They're like, get the fuck out of here.
So I'm like, in my brain, what do they mean? No. What do you mean they're not waiting?
Are you just hanging in there?
It's a dirty ass bathroom downtown and you're just hanging out in there, not waiting. So I go and I sit down and I'm like,
are they selling gum?
So I start peeing and then I start listening to their conversation. These bitches hung out in the bathroom because one of their boyfriends won't commit and they had to have this conversation in the bathroom. And she was just like, girl, like, he only comes over like when he wants to watch a movie and then leaves at 3 a.m. and I'm so sick of this. And the other one's like, he's just a fuck boy. Honestly, you need to stop the stereotypical conversation that people think happen in women's bathrooms was happening. And I'm wanting liquid shit to come out of my ass. And it was so like, what did I do? Like, what did I do to where like this is happening to me? Like, who did I hurt? Like, where did I go wrong in life? What did I do that God is punishing me with this that I'm having to legitimately just squeeze my butt together?
That's what we call a clench.
And not have it come out so that I am just going to feel physically ill and sweat the rest of the night while these chicks, they couldn't you go outside?
Couldn't you go on a fucking veranda somewhere? I mean,
anywhere. But anywhere. Why would you want to be? I almost said, yo, get the fuck out.
Shit's going down, okay? Get the fuck out.
But no, I didn't.
Wow, you're such a lady.
I didn't. I was really polite, and I just peed. I got up. I tried to give some side eye.
Right.
Washed my hands, left, and that was my anticlimactic shitting story. But, like, as it was happening.
Did it ever subside?
No, because you know what? When I came home, Beau was like, I'm going to go get my dog, and it'll give you ample time to shit.
Oh.
And then by that time, it was already like back up in my stomach and probably rock hard or something that like I tried and like.
There's a window of time where it's going to happen or it's just going to go into the next one.
Yeah. Needless to say, we didn't hook up that night because I'm like, don't touch me.
Oh, my God. It's the worst.
Oh, my. When. Oh, my God.
It is the story of my life. I'm like, Andrew, I love you so much. But we can't do this right now. No. I am backed to the nines.
Yes. I feel like an ogre. I feel
maximum capacity.
Yeah. It's just there's no way to feel attractive. I would never.
If something goes in, something's going to
come out. Yeah. 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 Like, what do people do? People who do anal, like, what do they do?
I've never done it. I can't.
I haven't either.
It is so scary to me. The idea. Too. I can't. Like, I literally, I'm clenching as we're talking about it.
Do you know what I just found out? One of my friends who is always trying to get me to, like, open my mind to
and your butthole? Yeah.
And my butthole. Do you know that the, like, best way to do it, this is how most people do it, is that the girl sits on top?
What?
Thank you.
Oh my God. Wait, you sit on top like a squat?
And you're in control. Meaning like the just like if you were on top during sex.
Oh my God.
Except it's in your butt.
First of all, you'd have to do like a weird leg situation.
I don't even know what you would do. I have no idea, but
you'd have to be like a frog.
I was like, are you telling me that you want me to have anal and also do the work? Fuck. No.
Oh my God. The leg strength that requires.
Thank God I started spinning, but no, it's never going to happen. I always thought it was like a bend over situation.
And how to get it at the right angle, you'd have to like really, I mean, some contortionist shit, I feel like.
Yeah. No, it doesn't sound fun. I just feel like if that were to happen, first of all, ow.
Ow. Oh.
That would hurt. And his penis would just be like full of poop. So like, how is that fun?
It just doesn't seem like, sexy.
Why does anyone want to do that? I really will never understand.
I don't know. I mean, I've had my asshole bleached and nothing's going up and everyone thinks it's so weird that I get it bleached and waxed and everything.
I've got my butt waxed because if when I get my vagina waxed, it's just you do the whole thing. But bleached, I don't get the point of that.
If you want, we could just, you could spread it and I'll put some fucking Clorox up there. Do you have Clorox spray?
Is it weird that I just thought about it for a second?
You can do it. They have like at home kits too. I've never done that.
Wait, but why? What is the point of getting your butthole bleached?
I don't know. In case someone like really gets up in there, which nobody is.
Ask Andrew. What? Like, or you have, Andrew has to know that you.
It was just like an add on. Like, you know, when you're at like.
But what?
A fucking
but,
Carl's Jr. and they say you want zucchini fries or
oh,
something.
Oh, so you've only done it once.
I've done it. Three times, but
that's
like,
a lot.
Just because they say, "Oh, do you want it?" It's like an add-on. It's like, you know, when you're getting massage and they say, "Oh, you want an extra 15 minutes?"
But I'm like, "But why? But why? But what is the point?" Like, I've never had anyone complain about the way my asshole looked.
Well, the first time I did it was just because I felt like I was supposed to do it, or maybe she was like insinuating that I should do it because it was just so natural the way she brought it up. She was like, "Oh, would you like this add-on service? Like, you know, most people add it. It's like an extra $20." Or something. And I was like, well, what do you do? Does it hurt? No, it's like 2 minutes. I'm like, sure, great. So I did that. And then the second time I did it again, you know, it all happened really organically. And
asshole bleaching doesn't, I mean, I guess.
It's just an upsell.
I legitimately wrote down asshole bleached exclamation because I'm going to ask Bo.
I don't think anyone knows unless you're like a porn star.
I want to know what he'll be able to answer this question. I'm like, why do girls do it and what does it mean to you?
I think it's for girls who do anal and girls who do porn.
But
or dumb fucks like me who just are like, sure, and I just didn't want to say no to her.
I can't wait to ask this question.
Yeah, it's thought-provoking stuff.
All right, cool. Well,
so my asshole has been bleached, if anyone was wondering.
And how long does it last? Is it like an eyelash tint? You know what I mean? Like those last like a good 8 weeks.
I think it just wears with time.
Like, and did you like when you went home, did you like spread your butt and be like,
no, I don't want to look up
you
there.
Didn't. I don't either. But
I don't
you didn't
like
want to
looking at my own vagina.
I mean, no one really likes to look at your at their own vagina.
Like, I think I have a good one, but I don't know because I'm not like spending a lot of time looking at it.
I think I have a good one, but then I go, well, define good one.
Yeah, because I don't know what a bad one looks
like. The reason why I think I have a good one. Oh, you do?
I think so.
A gay guy told me I had a good one, and that's why. Oh. So ever since that, I was told that, I was like, oh.
Yeah, but a gay guy saying that, like, I'm sure your vagina is perfect, but like a gay
but
guy.
But I didn't ask for that.
How many vaginas has he seen? He's gay.
It doesn't matter. It's like, why would he say that? He's like, you have a really pretty vagina.
Okay, I love him.
It makes me feel like, okay. I mean, he had to have something to compare it to.
That's true. But like,
maybe all of his friends that are girls naked in front of him because he's gay.
That's true. I never have shown my gay best friend.
Because of course the dude you're dating is going to say you have a good vagina. You can't trust what they say.
That's true.
So that's why I'm like, the gay guy, he has no reason to fucking tell me that.
That's very true, actually. Okay, I get what you're saying now.
Right.
Yeah, I get it.
And with that, we're going to end Straight Up with Stassi and go do Jackie's podcast.
This was lovely.
We've got True Thompson. We didn't even get to the name. Do you want me to save that for your podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. We've got shitting stories. She makes muffins. And
this has been
anal
bleaching. A real journey.
Yes.
Wow.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Go listen to the Bitch Bible because.
And follow me at Jackie Schimmel.
Yes.
I'm not really good at Instagram, but, you know, I give it my all.
You're good at Instagram storying.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.